Hello, good evening.
Hello.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know your opinions. First of all, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Oh, thank you. This survey is on the topic of gun safety, and the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or not, it is not.
I didn't hear the first part of that question.
I'm sorry. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or not, it is not.
Yes.
It is. And yes. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. Stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So the question is, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Support.
And will you support or oppose
support
a state law? Okay. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
A locked container or case, support or oppose?
Support.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, support or oppose?
Support.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a combination lock, support or oppose?
Oppose.
A key lock?
Takes too long to open that up.
Okay. What about a key lock? Do you support or oppose that?
Yeah, sure. Maybe that. Yeah, support. Sure.
And the last one, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time, sir. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Not.
Should not, okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? What do you think? Yes, it is secure that way, or no, it is not secure?
Yes, it is.
And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
I would support.
And the last few questions, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Support.
Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support.
And the last question, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Support.
Okay. And the last questions, just for statistical purposes only, and we are done. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
35 to 49.
And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity, white, Anglo, black, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Anglo.
And the last question regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.